Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program for Saturday night, August 25th. Coming up this hour, presidential nominee Merlin Miller of the American Third Position Party. You know, despite being a nationally syndicated show and a program that has a global audience via the internet, Merlin Miller qualified to be on the ballot in Tennessee this week. And since Memphis is the place where we originate from, we had to have him on the show to talk about that. Also, Reverend Ted Pike will be coming up in a moment, later on this hour, I should say, to talk about the shooting at the Family Research Center's headquarters in Washington, D.C. So both of those guests are coming up before we head into the third and final hour in just a moment. But now comes what is always a very uncomfortable segment for me whenever I have to do this. But I want to remind everyone, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying because it is important. We launched our third quarter fundraising drive for the Political Cesspool a couple of days ago. It's going to run through September 30th, so just over a month. And our quarterly fundraising appeals provide us with the lifeblood that sustains our operations on the air. Our contributions to the show almost dry up completely during the months in between our quarterly fundraisers, which is why it's so important that our current fundraising appeal be successful. You know that we offer a voice for the dispossessed majority on the mainstream media airwaves. And much more than that, you only need to glance at our track record to see just how impactful we've been. Thanks to our support at the network, the Bushman family, and our listening audience, obviously, I was able to just, off the top of my head, recall just a few instances over the course of the last couple of years. And it's easy to see when you revisit these that our efforts have reached millions with a unique message that otherwise would never have been delivered. And this is just a quick laundry list of things we've accomplished with your help over the course of the last couple of years alone. Of course, I've made a series of appearances on CNN while the show itself, our show, has been covered by numerous television personalities from Sean Hannity to Keith Olbermann, Rachel Maddow. Our work has been covered by over 250 of the most prominent newspapers and magazine publications in the world, from the Los Angeles Times, the Toronto Sun, the London Times, Newsweek, and more. Reporters from the New York Times, Die Zeit, and Le Journal du Dimanche in France have been dispatched to Memphis to conduct in-person interviews with us. Late night comedy shows such as Jimmy Kimmel Live have incorporated our interviews into their skits. We've been written about in best-selling books, while my own book received critical acclaim when it came out in 2010. Even Hollywood, as we mentioned in the first hour, they can't ignore what we do. An assortment of celebrity gossip publications and programs such as Entertainment Tonight have covered our commentaries or issued to us interview requests. Warner Brothers sought us out to promote the re-release of Gods and Generals. Howard Stern, National Public Radio, they've all discussed our work on air. I had the opportunity to go to the National Press Club last year, and the growing list of on-air celebrity guests that we host, Ray Stevens being the latest of them, help us bridge the gap between respectable conservatism and our more muscular brand of politics. And I could literally go on and on, but the fact of the matter is that no one else has been able to do what we've been able to do here with the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio. We have produced results and generated publicity for our heartfelt ideas. We have attempted to provide leadership, and for that reason and many others, I ask that you go to our website and consider making a contribution tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We have a modest budget that must be met, and we're all a family here, from Sam Bushman to our crew, the hosting staff, to the audience. We're all in this together. Everyone pulls their weight, and I'm hoping that you will answer our call and that we have a successful fundraiser between now and September 30th, because I would like to kick back a percentage of that to the network that gets us out to you. Without Liberty News Radio, there would be no Political Cesspool. We're all in this together. I want us to all benefit from this. We give you a voice in the media. We need your help. It costs money to produce radio. It costs money to produce a network that gets our show out to different markets across the country and via the internet. Political Cesspool, Liberty News Radio, our audience, we're all in this together. And folks, we simply cannot do this without you. I trust that we've been able to deliver to you the kind of results that warrant your continued support. And we hope to be able to remain at your service. We want you to help us stay on the air for many, many years to come. And in order for you to help us, you can go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight. and donates discreetly and securely via credit card, and we'll all benefit from that. And I'll make sure of it. We collaborated with Sam Bushman last time for the fundraising incentive. We're all in this together. Raw family, as I say, and Winston Smith, a co-host here with the Political Cesspool, he has suffered hearing loss over the course of the last couple of years, and so he has not been able to be on the air with us as often as he once was, but he is still a valued contributing member of our staff, and through the help of a courtroom transcriptionist, Winston is with us right now. Winston, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, James. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be able to help as I can. I'd like to say hello to all of our listeners out there and all the blog readers. I really appreciate the feedback I get. I still get words of encouragement from our wonderful audience, James, about my hearing issues. And I want to tell everyone that I appreciate that. I love you all. It means more to me than I can say. So thank you very much.
Well, Winston, you're certainly loved by our audience, and you're loved here. We have a brotherly bond and certainly a familial vibe. I mean, I use the word family often when talking about the relationship that we share as members of the hosting staff with our audience and with the network support team. I mean, what more can I say other than we're all in this together? Now, you texted me late last night. It had to be past midnight. I know it was past midnight where you are today. And you said you wanted to come on to help encourage the listeners to support the cause.
Well, that's right, James. It's you know, why don't we go to bed at normal hours? I don't understand that. I on the weekends, I stay up as late as I can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're masochists for the movement, I guess you could say. I mean, I was up working on the website last night when you texted me, and it was you know, certainly well past bedtime. And then there we are. We had a little collaboration, and here you are. But what would you like to say to the listeners with regard to the fundraising appeal that we just discussed?
James, I'd like to say to our listeners, our family, as you say, and you know, it's a word that can get overused very easily, but there's really no other way to describe the relationship that we have with our audience. You truly are family, and if it were coming from other people, it'd be easy to say it was just mere sentiment and emotion, but. And even just salesmanship, but with us, that's just not the case. We truly do consider all of you brothers and sisters, and not just in the cause, but as real as it can be, without blood ties. I'm sure that if we looked hard enough, we would find blood ties with many of you somewhere back there. But I would like to urge you to please consider making a contribution every month to help the broadcast of the Political Cesspool. Can you find just, you know, $5, $10, even $20 in your monthly budget to help continue our work on behalf of you and your family? Everyone on staff at the Political Cesspool, we're all volunteers. None of us gets a penny of what you contribute. 100% of what you give goes into broadcast production, activism, and the cost of our speaking engagements. We try... We don't want our hosts.
Winston, hold on right there, my friend.
There's more.
Hold on right there. We got to take a break, a hard break, and we'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We have our first of three featured guests on the line, but before we get to him, we're going to quickly wrap up with Political Cesspool co-host and staff member Winston Smith, who called in under special circumstances to join us tonight with the help of a courtroom transcriptionist. Winston, back to you, my friend.
Thanks, James. As I was saying, folks, 100% of what you give to the Political Cesspool goes right back into broadcast production, activism, and the cost of speaking engagements. We don't want the places where we go to speak to be burdened by the cost of putting us up and all that. So we do like to contribute to that effort ourselves. So if you can make the show a regular budget item, or if you can't make the show a regular budget item, then that's all right. You know, we know that Obamanomics has made things tough for everyone. But surely you could find a few bucks here and there to help support the political cesspool. And it's not like we're asking you to tell your friends to donate to the show in lieu of wedding or graduation or bar mitzvah or funeral gifts. We covered that on our blog not long ago, how the Obama administration is urging brides-to-be to tell their friends to forego giving her wedding gifts and to use that money to contribute to his campaign. But, folks, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for all of your support in the past and to hope that you will continue that support and maybe even increase it. If you never have given to the political cesspool, please consider a one-time gift or maybe even just a small monthly gift. It all adds up. Every little bit adds up, and we appreciate every cent that we get. And it's my pleasure to help you, James. God bless political cesspool. God bless political cesspool audience. And onward to great things.
Hey, Winston, thanks so much, my friend. I know you have to skedaddle to another engagement, but thanks for coming on tonight and helping with the appeal. We're just kicking off our third quarter fundraising drive. You can go tonight to thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe, secure, and discreet credit card donation. You know, we operate on a shoestring here, not even a shoestring compared to our lavishly funded opposition, but we got some great incentives for those who can contribute between now and the end of next month. And while you've got that credit card out, you might want to consider making a contribution to my next guest. He's running for president Merlin Miller, the presidential nominee of the American Third Position Party, has just attained ballot access in the volunteer state of Tennessee, which is, of course, the state from which our show originates. Merlin Miller is a graduate of West Point. He is an accomplished filmmaker who has worked with Hollywood heavyweights from Wilford Brimley and Arlie Ermey and many others. And now, of course, he is the presidential nominee of the American Third Position. Merlin, welcome back to the show, and thank you for being patient with us.
Well, thank you, James. It's good to be back with you.
Well, always a pleasure, my friend, to have you on the show. Tell us the good news. Break down for us. It's been far too long since your last appearance, and in fact, I'm embarrassed. I would like to have you on between now and Election Day, perhaps even biweekly, as you provide us with updates from the campaign trail as we go from now into November. But give us the crash course on what's happened since your last appearance and certainly the achievements of the last few days.
Well, the last 9 months, I guess it's been, or I guess 7 months really, that we've been active with the campaign have just flown by. And I can't say that we've done anything that is remarkable, but just working the system as an independent party, it's really tough. It's uphill to get the word out there, to get on the ballot in a lot of these states. It's made very difficult by the power of the Democratic and Republic parties for independents and third-party candidates to get on the ballot. But we've made some progress. You know, we've been fighting. We've got a field force out there that's working and really helping us. And as you say, we just did get on the ballot here in Tennessee, and we're real excited about that. And we look at it sort of that as our home base, which we really want to help to grow the movement and grow the party. But we are also on the ballot in Colorado, New Jersey. We're looking to be on the ballot in Louisiana, and we've got several other states that are still in play, and we'll know here within the next few weeks, and several where we'll be on as a write-on candidate. And of course, that status helps you to be able to get a lot of low-cost advertising, and in the last 6 weeks or so of the campaign before the election, we intend to do a lot of campaign advertising, and especially here in Tennessee. So it's exciting for us. I guess since the last time I was on your show, we've had a lot of travel, been addressing several conferences, and our book did come out. Our book is called Our Vision for America, which we regard as sort of the common sense for today's generation, and it lays out the problems that are really afflicting our country, and most importantly, what can we do about it? And we're getting great feedback on the book, and of course, no critical representation out of the mainstream media, but we have gotten very good response in the alternative media, and hopefully we'll continue to sell copies of that, because that's really our best representation of what we're all about.
Merlin Miller's book is available at his website as well as the website of the American Third Position Party. Merlin, by all means, let's give out those URLs if you can.
Oh, you bet. It's Americana, excuse me, I'm giving my film company one, AmericanThirdPosition.com. That's the party website. So it's www.American, and third is the numeral, 3RDPosition.com, AmericanThirdPosition.com. And then my campaign specific website is MerlinMiller2012.com. So that's www.MerlinMiller2012.com. And as you say, you know, it's always a struggle to keep things funded and keep on the road to make your travel appearances and to do these ads. You know, we're going to be trying to secure a lot of funding support to be able to produce a lot of ads and especially saturate Tennessee here with them and a lot of radio coverage. So any help we can get certainly does help us to spread the word. And most importantly, you know, we're a startup party. It's not very old. And as you know from knowing a lot of the people in the party, they're contributing their time and effort because they care and love this country. And there's some issues that the major parties just won't touch. And we're trying to put those out so that the public understands that there are issues that are afflicting our country that are very critical to our survival and our future. So we're there to grow the movement, to grow truths, and to do what we can to get our country back on track. And, you know, that's what I see my role as is, you know, not any serious aspirations politically, because after this campaign season's over, I intend to get out of politics and pursue my love of motion picture producing. But it's been an incredible experience, and if we can leave this campaign knowing that we've built a party, we've grown the movement, and we're getting words out there that hopefully will help save our country, then I feel like it's all been worth it.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially those listeners in Tennessee, Merlin Miller's name will appear on the ballot here in Tennessee, as will the name of his running mate, our good friend, Dr. Virginia Abernethy. And here's the thing, you know, I have said this before when discussing who our people are going to vote for. Even the audience of the political cesspool is split in at least four different ways. Many people believe, as I do in this audience, they say, you know what, James, I'm going to vote like you. I'm going to vote third party. I'm going to vote for the best guy for the job, regardless of the consequences. Some people say, well, we got to still vote, you know, we got to vote for the lesser of two evils. We got to vote for the Republicans. Some people will just say, you know, let's vote for the worst. And if we're going to end this thing, let's end it quickly. Let's vote for Obama. Some people just say, I'm not going to vote at all. There is such a rift when it comes to who people or what people are going to do once they get into the ballot box, even amongst our own core. But I will tell you, if you live in Tennessee, you need to vote for Merlin Miller. And no matter what you believe with regards to those philosophies, Mitt Romney is going to win Tennessee. I mean, let's just be frank about that. Tennessee is blood red when it comes to red versus blue. Tennessee went more for McCain than I think any other state, percentage-wise. So you don't have to worry about shifting it to Obama. You don't have to worry about throwing away your vote. You can vote in good conscience with regards to this. And in my opinion, regardless of the consequences, you vote for the best person for the job or for the man whose beliefs most align with yours. If you live in Tennessee, vote for Merlin Miller. If you live in another state, perhaps in which Merlin will not appear on the ballot, vote for Virgil Goode of the Constitution Party. I voted for the Constitution Party the last two cycles. Well, really, ever since Buchanan ran, which would, I guess, be the last two cycles. Anyway, but if you live in Tennessee, let's make an impact. Let's let our voices be heard. Let's vote Merlin Miller. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with a couple more minutes with Merlin Miller, and then we're going to get on with Reverend Ted Pike. But folks, we'll be back with the presidential nominee of the American Third Position right after these words.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A couple of waning minutes with Merlin Miller, now presidential nominee of the American Third Position Party. As of this week, his name will appear on the ballot for President of the United States in the state of Tennessee. I received my confirmation from the Secretary of State confirming me as an elector for Merlin Miller from my congressional district. One of his other electors just walked into the studio, Mr. Bill Rowland, one of our co-hosts. Bill lives in a neighboring congressional district down here in Memphis. They're all so close together. So, Merlin, you've got two of them right here in studio, and we're glad to be in your corner. And again, I urge with my heartiest endorsement, let's make a impact for third parties in Tennessee this year, come hell or high water. We want Merlin Miller to do well in this state. We want him to do well across the country. But if there are states in which you reside in which Merlin is not on the ballot, perhaps Constitution Party would be the choice for you. Although you are working on write-in mechanisms as well, correct, Merlin?
Yes, several states, we are going through that process as well.
All right. Well, that's all interesting to know. And again, I got the good news via email, via mail from the Secretary of State here in Tennessee, who just happened to be my opponent when I ran for state representative in 2002. When I got a letter in the mail from Trey Hargett, I said, uh-oh, what's he up to these days? Well, he was just confirming my status as an elector for you, my friend, Merlin Miller, Merlin Miller 2012 is the website. And Merlin, a final word before you rejoin us, hopefully, in a couple of weeks.
Well, really, thank you, James and Bill. You know, I really deeply appreciate your support, and the party does, and what you guys are doing at the station. And, of course, you know the issues of our party, and they're really in line with exactly the issues that the political cesspool is concerned about and deals with. And you've got great guests, and I'm looking forward to listening to the Reverend Ted Pike when he comes on. You know, everything we're trying to do is getting our country back. We need to take our country back, make sure we support and restore our constitutional republic, and we've got to stop this immigration invasion, get our economy back on its feet by reducing government and get our treaties right and stop these wars. You know, we got to get back to the founders' vision, and if we can do that, there's a chance that we can save this country. But if we don't act quickly, and it's all about political activism, and people that listen to your show are, for the most part, very politically active and very aware of what's going on, and we need to spread the word and grow.
Just like this show and this network leads the way in mainstream media, we want Tennessee to lead the way and fire a shot that is heard around the country by making a big impact in strong numbers for Merlin Miller on the first Tuesday of November. Merlin, we look forward to having you back a couple of times at least before then, and thanks for making yourself available to us tonight. I know you got a very busy schedule as you're out there on the campaign trail, but a more than worthy candidate carrying the banner for a brand new political party that seeks to put America first. Thank you, Merlin.
Thank you, James. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, my friend. We will certainly try. Reverend Ted Pike, we're going to get him on the line now, and he is going to be coming on to talk about the shooting at the Family Research Council headquarters in Washington, D.C. You know, the reason Ted Pike is on this show so often, he is, as I always say, the man who has accumulated more appearances on this program than any other guest in the eight-year history of our show. It's because I believe he breaks down an article like none other. This man is very deft at presenting a case. He's very succinct. He lays it out, and he will be our guest in, right now, the director of the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org. Ted, I actually introduced you in advance of you getting on the line, so people know you're here, they know who you are, and they know what you're on to talk about. Let's talk about that article that you wrote, Pro-Gay FRC Shooter Gets Special Rights. What do you make of it, Ted?
Yeah, I think maybe since the time is limited, I could just read this very brief article.
We got about 5 minutes left in this segment and then a whole other one, so we take your time.
Okay. Well, I think I'll just read it, and it's the best way to get the most information in. On August 15th, a pro-homosexual activist, Floyd Lee Corkins, shot a guard at the offices of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., yelling, "I don't like your policies." This was a textbook example of a hate crime as defined by the Anti-Defamation League. Yet, a hate crime charge was not added to the assault and intent to kill indictment against Corkins. This is not because the D.C. justice system agrees with FRC Director Tony Perkins that hate crimes charges are superfluous. Perkins believes all assaults should be treated as assaults, nothing more. I agree. Much more likely, hate crimes charges are absent because Corkins is a pro-homosexual activist, possibly gay. Homosexuals possess special rights not afforded most Americans because they are a federally protected minority under all state and federal hate crimes laws. The originator of such twisted statutes is the Anti-Defamation League. ADL boasts, saying, "Our legal experts pioneered hate laws and work to implement them." ADL facilitated hate laws in all Western countries to prosecute bias-motivated so-called crimes by whites and Christians against special favored groups. These include blacks, Jews, Latinos, Muslims, etc. Hate laws emphatically do not give special protection to whites and Christians against bias-motivated assaults by members of the above protected groups. Yes, ADL loudly advocated last week that Corkins be charged with a hate crime. But that's a smokescreen. ADL, through 25 years of instructing law enforcement and the liberal justice establishment worldwide, has firmly laid down the unwritten rule that members of specially protected groups are never to be charged with a hate crime. Instead, if prosecuted at all, they will be indicted with much lighter conventional charges of assault, trespass, etc. Thus, if a white Christian FRC intern invaded the gay and lesbian center where Corkins volunteered, shouting, "I hate your values," and shot a staff member, there is absolutely no question he would immediately be charged with a hate crime mandating triple penalties. This would mean not just the 40 years Corkins may face, but 120. In such a case, the state would not be deterred in making a hate crimes indictment because of questions regarding the intern's mental stability. Such could be resolved later in court. But Corkins shoots a guard at FRC yelling, "I don't like your policies," and prosecutors waffle about Corkins' rationality, possibly contributing to no hate charges. Corkins' exemption from a hate indictment was clearly provided for in testimony by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder in Senate Judiciary hearings in 2009. He indicated that the federal hate law, just like state hate laws, was designed to prosecute white, male, Christian haters, not homosexual Jews and other minorities who might express their hate through violence. The double standard of the Washington, D.C. justice system in not immediately enforcing the D.C. hate law thus underscores the outrageous partiality of hate crimes laws. I'll say it again. There is no equality of hate law protection in approximately 60 countries where ADL hate laws rule. All hate law statutes deceptively give the impression of hate crime protection for all, regardless of race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, etc. In truth, they blatantly discriminate against the majority, giving special rights to a privileged few who are viewed as historic victims of perhaps centuries of abuse and discrimination by the white Christian male power structure. Meanwhile, 16 Amish men and women are indicted under the federal hate crimes law awaiting trial. The government alleges they are guilty of the hate crime of forcibly shaving hair off the faces and heads of their Amish theological rivals. Each could receive up to life in prison under Ohio's ADL hate law. As white, predominantly male Christians, they are exactly the targets that the anti-Christian Jewish ADL envisioned hate laws to harass and destroy. When a law discriminates against some and favors others, it is unconstitutional. It violates the most fundamental premise America was founded on, equal justice for all. For this reason, all hate laws should be abolished.
Hey, Ted, my friend, yes. We're coming up on a commercial break. What an outstanding commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ted Pike at his absolute best. But we got to take a break. We're going to let him pick up right where he's leaving off when the program returns. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it.
Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I really have no questions for Ted Pike, our guest right now, Reverend Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org. Folks, remember that website, TruthTellers.org. We want you to visit it. We want you to support the work of the National Prayer Network. Ted Pike, the national director of that fine organization, again at truthtellers.org. And the reason I have no questions for Ted is because, as he normally does, he is laying out the case and presenting his argument so well that he answers every question before it could be asked. But we ran out of time there in that last segment. We ran into a commercial break while Ted was in the middle of making a very astute point. Ted, please continue on.
Yes, I'll just repeat that last paragraph. When a law discriminates against some and favors others, it is unconstitutional. It violates the most fundamental premise America was founded on, equal justice for all. For this reason, all hate laws should be abolished. Attorneys for the indicted Amish haircutters will be strongly making the case in court that the Matthew Shepard hate crimes statute, that's the federal hate crimes law, should be ruled unconstitutional and the government's hate crime charges against the Amish defendants thrown out. I hope the clear evidence of favoritism by D.C.'s hate law toward Corkins will add fuel to a growing bonfire of righteous indignation against hate laws everywhere, in the U.S., Canada, Britain, Australia, etc. It is time to destroy ADL hate laws, the most twisted, discriminatory, and unjustly punishing statutes ever conceived in the history of evil men, before they destroy freedom and the Christian civilization that gave liberty to the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can read that article for yourself, or the argument that Ted Bright has just broken down for us on the air, by visiting truthtellers.org. And called Ted earlier this week because I saw that he was commenting on this issue, and it was an issue that we had already been tracking, obviously, having talked about it last week. And we posted, Ted, a separate article about this issue on our blog, and I'd like to know where you weigh in on this, because you are the world's premier defender against hate crimes legislation through your efforts, I believe. Many attempts to force this draconian legislation on us were averted over the course of the last decade. How do you rate Tony Perkins's response to the media, laying at the feet blame for this incident at the SPLC? You know, the SPLC always says when a white heterosexual male goes on a killing spree, they say that he is a hater, he must have been a racist, he must have been a bigot, and because of those beliefs led him to commit these acts of violence, which is why we should have these hate crime laws. Tony Perkins actually flipped the argument on them and said it's because of their Orwellian labeling of the FRC as a hate group that this man did what he did. Is turnabout fair play, or is disingenuous rhetoric, no matter who uses it? Where do you weigh in on the Tony Perkins response?
Well, I agree absolutely with him that the SPLC is underhandedly implying that an illustrious Christian conservative organization is actually a hate group. And, you know, the SPLC, they have my address on their website.
Right.
They have a map of where people can come and find me. They've got me as a hater on their various lists too, and this is very doubtful strategy, very unethical. When you've got all these crazies out there who are shooting people and causing massacres, to actually give the home address of your enemy and actually invite them to take a drive out and drive in my lane and come in and either harass me or shoot me. I think Perkins has a very good point that the time has come when the SPLC has got to rein in on its own irresponsible invective against those that it disagrees with, actually giving incitement or inciting to violence themselves. I do disagree with Perkins. Perkins was asked, of course, about whether a hate crime charge should be leveled against Corkins. And he said no, because you know, an assault is an assault. It should only be treated as that, not configured according to bias motivation. But on the other hand, he was asked, well, do you think this should be labeled an act of domestic terrorism? And he says, well, that's fine. I think it is an act of domestic terrorism. I think that Perkins was kind of falling into their trap there, because the label domestic terrorist is very widely applied now by Homeland Security, by the ADL, by the Jewish supremacists and the Obama administration against those who are in the religious and political and the far right and who are opposed to our pro-Zionist policies. And they are wanting to spread out this net and catch all these people who are potential insurrectionists, potential seditionists against our so-called war on terror and our various wars in the Middle East, in Israel, calling them anti-patriotic, maybe subject to a suspicion as giving aid and comfort to our terrorist enemies. So I disagree with Perkins that the term domestic terrorist should legitimately be applied to Corkins. Again, let's call that an assault. Let's leave it right there and not add any more labels, manufactured ADL labels, to these crimes.
I agree with you there, brother. And like the Family Research Council, you just mentioned, I am falsely and irresponsibly listed as a hate group. Hard for an individual to be a hate group, but I manage. You on there as well. I've been on there since 06. You probably on there for much longer. I certainly don't consider myself to be any of the things the SPLC falsely labels me to be. I know you don't either, Ted. But the thing is, for minds that work and eyes that see and ears that hear, put those to good use, ladies and gentlemen. Go to truthtellers.org and decide for yourself what Ted Pike's all about. I think you'll draw the same conclusions that I do. He is a great man, a great leader, and dare I say, a hero for our people. Ted, thanks for making yourself available for us again this evening and talking about this very serious issue.
Thank you, James.
Ted Pike, everybody, truthtellers.org. Bill Rowland in the studio with me now. We have but 2 or 3 minutes left before he conducts the fifth installment, the fifth consecutive week. We will be interviewing Dr. Tom Sell. But before we get to that, Bill, I know you had another story you wanted to try to very quickly dissect.
An act of defiance on the part of a Tennessee legislator here in our great state is making news because this Tennessee legislator, Representative Somerville of Dixon, Tennessee, actually had the nerve to reply to an email from the Black Congressional Caucus or Legislative Caucus here in Tennessee, telling them he didn't give a rat's blank what the Black Caucus thought. Now, of course, this has led to a thunderstorm of denunciations and the disavowals of Representative Somerville. However, what has not been published by the media and what has not been revealed to the public was the contents of the email to which he was replying, which indicates that there's a cover-up going on among the people in the media and among the press. Only thing that matters is Representative Somerville's response to the Tennessee Black Legislative Caucus, or whatever they call themselves. The question I think should be in most people's minds, as Representative Somerville is being called a racist, a hater, and the usual vocabulary of the left, is why is there an organization allowed to exist in the Tennessee legislature based purely on race? Certainly this would not be the case for whites. It would not be the case even for Christians. Yet the Black legislators have formed a body which is exclusive, which does not allow whites or people of other ethnicities to join, and yet they have the nerve, the gall, and the arrogance to criticize Representative Somerville simply because he doesn't care what they think. And of course, this does not simply apply to the Democrats in that body, because Representative Somerville was stripped of his committee position on a House subcommittee, which just happened to be investigating misappropriation of funds, malfeasance, corruption, and a number of other purported crimes and misdemeanors and misadventures at Tennessee State University, which, as you can guess, is an historically Black university, which is what probably prompted the unknown email to Senator, or rather to Representative Somerville, who, by the way, has so far maintained his defiance against the attacks by the Tennessee Black Caucus and by the press by giving an obscene gesture to a reporter who questioned him on this matter.
Hey, that is a very big story that should have warranted its own segment, but Bill Rowland masterfully breaking it down in just a couple of minutes. Bill Rowland in studio tonight to present to you, as I mentioned a moment ago, the fifth installment of our continuing series with Dr. Tom Sell, and it's coming up during the third and final hour right around the corner. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm going to take a break, take a breath, but I'll be back.